And now we're at, we come to a Liverpool store in Singapore and we bumped into Pep Linders. Pep, thanks for taking a couple of minutes to speak to us. Really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Yeah, for you. Always. Yeah, go on.
So you've just been with the fans, like you said on when you were there, and you know, the support we have around the world. You kind of forget it when you're not here, and then when you come back, it's a reminder just how huge this football club is.
Especially when you travel from hotel to hotel, when you just go to the training pitch to train, you're away from all these things, of course. And when you go in the stadium, your mind is already towards the game, so your focus is there. But when you walk in like this, that's just insane, no? Yeah.
Does it inspire you to be even better at your job, to push even more, because you know that the worldwide fan base is there and just craving the success?
It's a real privilege to represent the club. That's what makes me tick, and the pressure what comes with it. It feels that you really, first of all, you want to show in this part of the world the way we play, our talent, our mentality, our hunger. And I really don't believe that a preseason can see separately from the season. We really need to perform, and that's what we try to do, and give them, because some of them, they don't have the ability or the money or however you want to call it to come to Anfield to watch a game. And we want Anfield full of scousers, but and then if we are here, that's real cool, no? That's real special. And they live the club, huh? So that's cool to see.
How are they looking in Germany? How are they looking in training so far, the boys?
Good. We're training a lot, so some heavy legs as well. So far, what's really important in this first week when you do a lot is that there are no injuries. Dom had a little setback, and you see immediately like the fan base go that, wow. that's really important that you go through it without injuries, and that with time you build fitness and you build our game idea, and you build... We want to go back to who we really are, no? And for that you need to work really hard, that's for sure, yeah.
The intensity is your mantra, and that's what we all want back. And is that what you're kind of drilling into the boys?
Yeah. Mentality comes as well with a fresh mind. If you're fatigued mentally, it becomes really hard to play intensely. And if you have long periods where you had to fight for a lot of things, and every 3 days was a final where you need to win to conquer the Champions League, or conquer the Premier League, if you're competing against these teams, we need to be top every 3 days, and with this come mental fatigue, and you need to rest. And that's good about this is that sometimes you need to go through real bad periods, no, to understand what's missed, or you need to feel what was really necessary to do to reach again these high levels. And I was listening to a lot of podcasts in the off season, and one guy said like what all the high performers have in common is that they all go through real shit first, and hopefully last season was that for us, so we can perform again on a really high level.
Let's all hope so. Pep, really appreciate your time, Tom, man. I'll see you at training later.
Cool, yeah, you will see me, that's for sure.